And we're going to talk about that here. But do you have another scripture you want to share before
we go? Well, I was just going to talk about Mark 10, 29. And Jesus here again says, "Truly, truly I say to you, there is no one who has left houses or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or farms for my sake and for the gospel's sake, but that he shall receive 100 times as much now in the present age, houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and farms, along with persecutions," praise God, that's always accompanying our life here, "and in the age to come, eternal life." And we see that in the life of Job. He lost everything at the beginning of Job, but at the end of Job, when he forgave his wonderful friends, quote, he received all of that, double plus children. And that's how God works. He works by multiplying, adding and multiplying to our lives.
Yes, and God is in the business of taking away something without replacing it with something much better.
Yes.
But I know that you've had some very serious losses in your life, Barbara, and I think maybe we could talk about when your children were small, or I guess when Kimberly was small, you had a fire at your house.
Oh, yes.
And it was more than Holy Ghost fire. It was a fire fire.
I wish it would have been Holy Ghost fire.
And you and your first husband were living in a mobile home, I believe, up in the state of Washington.
In Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Why don't you tell the story? Since I wasn't there, and that was before you and I came together after John's death, but what happened there?
Well, John and I had accepted a position of ministers of music in a church in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and we went up there, and John was working for a bank at the time, and we were just struggling newlyweds with a little baby, and we didn't realize that we weren't walking in the blueprint that God had planned for us, but we were just trying to make the bills every month and trying to do God's will walking in the light as much as we had. And we purchased a mobile home, our first home, and we were so happy about it, but we couldn't afford insurance, so we just let it go, thinking that it would be all right. There wouldn't be any problems. And one day during the summer, we went out to eat, and we came back, and the fire department was putting out the last flames in our home, and everything had been destroyed. We had a piano and, you know, the television, everything, and the china, the silverware that I had been all broken. So
about your clothes?
Oh.
They were all gone?
Yes.
Okay.
Some of the clothes in the back closet were singed, had smoke damage, and if any of you've had fires, you know that smoke damage can never be gotten out. We took them to cleaners, and they said, "We're sorry." So we had to literally throw everything out. We gutted the whole thing, and we sold the shell of the mobile home to a business who was going to use it for contract work. So we got a little money there, but for the next 5 years, we were paying off our mobile home. Plus, we had another baby, and we were trying to make it just in present day, but we are also carrying a U-Haul of past losses with us for the next 5 years.
So what were your feelings when you came back that day and here was your home smoldering and everything inside was a loss?
Well, I realized that Satan had really done something to us. I mean, we had not covered ourselves spiritually. I really knew that. But I also was angry and upset. And at that point, I didn't know Father God like I do today. And I believe, Darren, I blamed him. I blamed him somewhat. And I was bitter for a time. I really was. I was not baptized in the Holy Spirit. With the speaking in tongues, I had hands laid on years previous, but I was not walking in it. So I was very bitter for a while.
And it was a grievous loss.
Yes.
It was a grievous loss. And then you have to go and pay for the loss.
Yes.
Well,
but God is so good and faithful. You know, I can sit here today and say, hey, he took care of everything. And we really didn't lose a lot. God brought sales for John, and we moved back to Colorado, and he began selling pianos and organs. We began singing on a regular basis. People had given us equipment, so we're beginning concert tours. We made our first album. It was a wonderful time of knowing that God was going to restore our lives. Even though Satan tried to steal from us, God was restoring over and over again more and more.
Well, one of the scriptures that I want to make sure that we talk about today is the scripture that says, God will make up to you for the years the locusts have eaten. And that's in Joel chapter 2, verse 25. And God has a way of collapsing time and making up for those horrendous losses if we turn our hearts to him. And we give him a chance to do that. And sometimes we hold on really to the dregs, so to speak. We're holding on to charred ruins like, for example, with that home that you had to walk away from. But, you know, some people hold on to those things. And they say, I've got to rebuild this. And maybe God has something for you down the road and around the bend that's much better.
Oh, absolutely.
And so I would say this to you as you're listening today. If you're holding on to something that doesn't seem to be working out, why don't you ask the Lord God if he has something better for you?
Mm-hmm.
And he may have.
Mm-hmm.
Or he might want you to stay there and rebuild. And this could be in a life. It could be in a relationship. It could be a business as well as, say, a home that's burned down. Or maybe you've been flooded out. God, do you want us to stay here, or are you trying to tell us something?
Mm-hmm.
Are we to go down the road and around the bend and over the mountain pass, or what do you have in mind for us? And I believe that's why we need that baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We need the Holy Spirit to come in, touch our lives, so that we have a way of communicating with Lord God in a language other than English. Because many times our English words and our rational mind get in the way.
Yes.
Of God being able to give us a pure message. And I believe one of the best ways to get out of the pit that you're in is to allow Holy Spirit to baptize your spirit. I know many of you have been immersed in water baptism, and that's great. And Jesus baptized people, and his forerunner John baptized people. And we baptize people today. And Barbara and I believe in immersion, water baptism. But you also need not only have your body baptized, but your spirit baptized by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And have that divine hookup, that supernatural link between your heart and the heart of the Father. Because what comes from the heart goes to the heart. You need to be able to communicate on a spiritual plane that's outside of and beyond the natural world. Because the natural world throws things at you, and it comes through all of the senses. It comes through your eyes and through your ears and touch and taste and all of those things. We need to get beyond that. Get out of the sensory realm and get into the spirit realm. And so if you're not baptized in the Spirit, we invite you to ask Holy Spirit to come into your life and give you that power and that unction that you need to make it today.
Mm-hmm. I believe if I would have been using my prayer language and had been edified in my spirit by speaking in tongues during that time, Darren, I wouldn't have allowed a root of bitterness to spring up in me, which I did. And it says in Hebrews 12, verse 14 and 15, it says, pursue peace with all men and the sanctification without which no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one comes short of the grace of God. And during that time, I did. I did come short of the grace of God. That no root of bitterness springing up causes trouble, and by it many be defiled. And I really, truly believe that I allowed that root of bitterness to come in. And then in the middle 70s, we were really struggling with the fact that we were growing farther apart, my first husband and I, and we were contemplating divorce. And it was only then when my first husband decided to truly get in the Word on a daily basis, then he spoke those things that were not as though they were. He spoke that his marriage was going to be good. His wife loved him with all her heart, and there was a point where I couldn't even stand his touch, Darren. And he prayed into existence a love through the reading of the Word and the power of Holy Spirit in his life. And our marriage came together in the late 70s. But I'll tell you, for a little while there, it was really very hard, very difficult.
Well, and then I saw you later. I didn't meet you then, but I met you and John later, and you had a great marriage.
Oh, wonderful marriage.
You had a wonderful marriage.
Yes. So
Barbara, I'd like to go on here beyond Hebrews 12:15, and it says this again. See to it that no one comes short of the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springing up causes trouble, and by it many be defiled. That there be no immoral or godless person like Esau, who sold his own birthright for a single meal. Now, I want to give you something the Lord just gave me as we're sitting here on this tape broadcast. He said, you need to tell the people that many of them are giving up their spiritual birthright because they're hanging on to a loss, a sorrow, or a grief.
Ooh.
And he said, that's a treacherous moment.
Mm-hmm.
That's a horrible time when we give up God's very best because we want to hold on to something that we feel like we lost. We felt like we were cheated. We just felt like we were messed over, as they would say today.
Yes.
And, you've got to allow God to bring the healing into your life and to go on. He has a plan for you. And he doesn't intend for you to get stuck there in a great loss, a grievous loss, or a sorrow, and continue grieving and continue holding on to that.
That's right. And we realized, too, that when we got together, Darren, there were some things that both of us were holding on to from our past lives, and we didn't want to let them go. And, in fact, when we moved here to Denver, it took two huge trucks to move us down, and we got rid of